Scene 12 of The Soul's Awakening. The interior of the earth, gigantic crystal formations, with streams like lava breaking through them. The whole scene is faintly luminous, transparent in some parts, and with the light shining through from behind in others. Above are red flames which appear to be pressed downward from the roof. Ahriman, at first alone. There falls essential stuff now from above, of which I must make use. Demonic matter corrodes away in the domain of form. A man is striving to extirpate completely from his being the spirit substance he received from me. I have inspired him in the main quite well, but he's too close now to that crowd of mystics who by the wisdom light of Benedictus could boldly dare effect awakening at the cosmic midnight hour. So Lucifer has lost them, and Maria and Johannes have well escaped from his domain of light. Henceforth I must tenaciously hold Strader. Once he is mine, I'll catch the others too. Johannes stunned and blunted himself badly against my shadow. Now he knows me well. I cannot get at him except through Strader, and in Maria's case it is the same. Still, Strader may not yet look through the maze of spirit that appears to men as nature. He'll not perceive in it my spirit baggage, supposing rather that he sees blind weavings of energy and matter there, where I, denying spirit, spiritually create. The others, I admit, have talked a lot to Strader of my being and my realm, and yet I don't regard him as quite lost. He will forget that Benedictus sent him to me in a half-conscious state to rid him of his belief that I am nothing but a silly specter of the human brain. But I'll need earthly help should I abduct him to my domain before it is too late. So now I'll call me down a human soul that thinks itself so clever that to it I'm nothing but a stupid fraud for fools. He serves me now and then, when I can use him. Ahriman goes off and returns with the soul of Ferdinand Fox, whose figure is a sort of copy of his own. Entering, he removes a bandage from the eyes of the individual who is playing the soul. Ahriman. His earth intelligence he'll leave behind him. He must not understand all that he hears from me, for he is honest still, and would not do my work for me if he could grasp the aims with which I plan now to inspire him. He also must forget them later on. Do you know Dr. Strader, he who serves me? The soul of Ferdinand Fox. He roves about upon the earthly star, trying to bring to life his learned drivel. Each windy puff of life will knock it down. He listens greedily to mystic snobs, and by their fumes already is half choked. And now he tries befogging Hilary, whose friend, however, keeps him well in check, because that bragging bunch of crooks would soon destroy the firm with spirit blubberings. Ahriman. With such a line of talk I am not served. It's Strader that I need. As long as he can still have perfect faith within himself, will Benedictus easily succeed in forcing all his teaching on mankind. The friend of Hilary might be of service to Lucifer, but I must otherwise proceed through Strader. I must damage Benedictus. Should he lose Strader, he'll accomplish nothing with all his other pupils here and now. It's true my enemies are still most potent, and Strader, after death, will then be theirs. If I perplex and lead his soul astray on earth, my gain would be that Benedictus makes use of him no further as outrider. Already in the Book of Fate I've read that Strader's course of life will soon be run. This Benedicta surely cannot see. My loyal knave, you're almost super-cunning. You take me for a stupid fool's invention. Men listen to your clever reasoning. So go at once to Strader and explain his mechanism actually is faulty, not just because of unpropitious times it's failed, but in itself it's thought out badly. the soul of Ferdinand Fox. For that, I think, I'm well prepared. For long my pondering is aimed at proving clearly beyond the shadow of a doubt to Strader that he has gone astray, misled by errors. If someone racked his brain for many a night about such stuff, he well can think the failure does not lie in his own thinking, but that it's really due to outer causes. In Strada's case, it's truly pitiful. If he'd stayed out of all that mystic fog and used his intellect and common sense, mankind would certainly have profited immensely from his great potential gifts. Ahriman, see to it now that you are armed with shrewdness. Your task shall be to undermine the trust that Strader up to now has in himself. No longer then will he desire to hold to Benedictus, who must soon rely upon himself alone and his own plans. But these are not so pleasing to the people. His aims will all the more on earth be hated, the more their inmost nature is revealed. The soul of Ferdinand Fox. I see already how to demonstrate to Strada where his thinking's error lies. His new machine embodies a mistake, but he is unaware of it, because the mystic darkness keeps him from this fact. I, with my down-to-earth mentality, can be of so much better help to him. I've wanted this already for some time, but did not know how to accomplish it. Now, finally, I feel myself inspired. I'll concentrate on all the arguments which must for sure convince him of the truth. Ahriman leads out the soul of Ferdinand Fox and again blindfolds the individual playing the soul before he is allowed to depart. Ahriman, alone. He will be able to give expert and service. The mystic light on earth is burning me. I must press onward, but without permitting the mystics to reveal my work to men. The soul of Theodora appears. The soul of Theodora. However much you force yourself on Strader, I shall stay at his side, for he has found me upon bright paths of soul, and is united with me wherever he must lead his life, in spirit land or in the earthly realm. Ahriman, if she indeed will not forsake him now, as long as he is dwelling still on earth, the battle will be lost for me. But there is hope that he can finally forget her. Curtain, end of scene 12.